Next up is this month's cover story, Can We Live Without Plastic? For more and more people, recycling our plastic waste is not enough. They want to end our dependency on plastic entirely. But can it really be done? And where do you start?
The problem. We all know about the environmental catastrophe plastic is creating. If we carry on as we are today, by 2050, there will be more plastic by weight in the oceans than fish and other living things. Most of us hope that we're doing our part to combat this by putting our plastic waste into recycling bins. But the problem is that only about 10% of plastic is truly recyclable, and even then, it can only be recycled 2 times at most. Ultimately, all plastic is either burned or goes to landfill. So, what can we do? For a small, dedicated group of people, the only way to have an easy conscience is to try living without using any form of plastic at all.
Zero Waste Guru. The Zero Waste movement began a few years ago with the blog of a French woman called Bea Johnson. She's a California-based mother of 2 who initially went to the USA to work as an au pair at the age of 18. The family I lived with had lost everything in a fire, and they didn't replace a lot of it, so I saw how simply you can live. But since then, Bea's lifestyle has gone far beyond minimalism. While the average American produces 2 kilograms of waste each day, the total waste her family of 4 produces in an entire year can fit inside a glass jar. The earth has been trashed, she says on her blog. Zero waste home, enough is enough. Inspired by her example, others have followed, proving that it is not so difficult as we all think. So how do you do it?
Bathroom products. Personal care is a big area, filled with plastic bottles for body lotions, shampoos, conditioners, and cosmetic products. Avoiding plastic here is difficult, but not impossible. Take soap. Not long ago, all soap came in solid bars, and solid bars were absolutely fine. They smell nice, produce no waste, and you can shampoo your hair with them. Or shampoo with cider vinegar, which zero wasters swear by. As for everything else, they're big on making their own cosmetics. Yes, that's entirely possible. And using natural oils in dozens of different ways. Sounds like hard work, but apparently it's fun. And they figure that, well, L'Oreal just isn't worth it.
No more bottles. This is the easy part, and maybe the most important, given that 1 million plastic bottles are bought each minute around the world. Most of those bottles contain the same thing, water. There is a desire for healthy living and concerns about the quality of tap water, which all contribute to the increase in bottled water use, says Rosemary Downey of Euromonitor, one of the world's experts in plastic bottle production. A generation ago, almost nobody bought water in bottles, and if they did, the bottles were made of glass. So, first of all, stop buying bottled water and carry a reusable water flask instead. Drink tap water. It's not only about 0.01% of the price of bottled water, but it is often purer as well. In fact, many bottled waters are just tap water that has been repackaged. If you don't like the taste of your local supply, buy a water filter or a charcoal purifying stick to put in your bottle. In some countries, such as Britain, it has become normal for cafes and shops to refill bottles when asked.
Plastic-free food. Go to the average supermarket, and almost every item in the shop uses plastic packaging in some form. Boxes of breakfast cereal have plastic bags on the inside. Biscuits and snack bars come in plastic wrappers. Meat is sold in plastic-covered polystyrene trays. Our customers say they want no plastic, but customers also buy food in plastic because they want the convenience, says a British supermarket manager. The best thing we can do is make it easier to recycle. Or we can all go to a different shop. In the US and Britain, many big towns now have bulk shops where people can buy numerous types of produce without packaging. France, of course, has food markets. Zero wasters go to these with their own cotton bags that they fill up and reuse. They take glass jars for anything wet, such as meat or soft fruit. And they make their own cookies, which we all know taste much better anyway.
Getting started. Do things gradually so they become a habit, Kieran Harrison, a British zero waster, advises. Trying to do everything at once is overwhelming. Secondly, be prepared to encounter some resistance. Many zero wasters say they encounter negativity from those around them. Some people are cynical about how you can sustain a lifestyle like this, says Harrison, or cynical about making a small contribution when big companies produce so much waste. But I'm not down with the "what's the point of doing anything? We're all doomed" brigade. It's far too apathetic. According to Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Edward Humes, who has been documenting the movement for several years, it is to be expected that people see zero wasters as extremists. The early adopters of rooftop solar power a few decades ago were viewed in the same way, he says. Now they look like visionaries. I think zero wasters are in a similar place, showing the rest of us what's possible, spreading the word. The fact is, we all know they are right. So the only question is how much we care about our own impact on the world.